Good morning. We turn our attention today to the subject of self-examination. In this period of Lent, Christians around the world dedicate more time to fasting, prayer, introspection, and self-examination in an effort to more closely mirror the life of Jesus. Oh, my friends, this is so important because we live in a society where there's a lot of religiosity around us and a lot of godlessness. Perhaps it is even more urgent then, in a context like this, for each of us to examine ourselves. It has come to my understanding that breast cancer is common in Jamaica. I also understand that breast self-examination is important for any detection of any issue that might be a cause for concern. Friends, self-examination can be a matter of life or death. That applies not only to our physical life, but more importantly, it also applies to our spiritual life. The scripture repeatedly calls us to examine ourselves. And today, I want you to consider with me 2 Corinthians 5, verse 13, where the Apostle Paul writes under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says, quote, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless, indeed, you have failed to meet the test." End quote. Self-examination is necessary for all of us, but especially for Christians who wish to be more closely aligned to God, mirroring the very life of God in every aspect of their lives. It is a timeless command from God's word. Examining yourself and examining your life is essential for your growth as a Christian and a serious maturing believer. Seeing your own sins and failings will make it possible for you to confess, repent, find forgiveness, and grow in grace. And these steps, my friends, are critically important for moving forward in faith. This morning, as we talk about self-examination, it's important for us to understand what the scripture says. And the scripture begins with the important element of personal examination. What are we to examine or to test? According to God's word, we are to test to see if we are in the faith. You may even wonder why the Apostle Paul might state such a ridiculous question. But the truth is, my friends, all of us have the capacity to be self-deceived. We may think we belong to Christ, when in fact, we do not belong to Him at all. Is it any wonder why Jesus' encounter with Nicodemus is so significant and the question He asked him about the necessity of being born again? I want to ask you this morning, are you born again? You may be religious, you may be in the church, you may even be serving, but you do not have a true conversion experience. Test yourselves to see whether or not you have a living, dynamic relationship with Jesus Christ. Has there ever been a time in your life when you have asked the Lord Jesus to forgive you of your sins because you recognize your shortcomings, your failings before Almighty God? Have you done that? Oh, my friends, we do not get to heaven by good works. It is by grace that we are saved through faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So if you give a little more than you take, and if you fix more than you break, there's a place for in heaven for you up there? No, my friends, that's incorrect. Because we do not get to heaven by good works. We get there by faith in Jesus Christ alone. So we need to test ourselves whether we're in the faith. But that verse also refers to an inward examination. My friends, because we have the capacity to be self-deceived, we really need God's help to truly help us to ask the right questions and also to accept the answers that the Holy Spirit reveals to us in this quest of self-examination. What are some of the questions we should ask ourselves? And we should do so with a humble attitude. We should ask ourselves, what is my attitude towards God? Do I gladly acknowledge my dependence on Him and my accountability to Him? Or do I find a way to pull my own strings or behave as if I'm not accountable to God? What is my attitude towards sin? Am I concerned about sin? Or am I indifferent about sin? Do I recognize that God is infinitely offended by my sin? Or do I treat it as nothing? What is my attitude towards Jesus Christ? Do I trust Him as the one who died for my sins on the cross? Or do I treat Jesus as just another person, or for that matter, a concept? What is my attitude towards the Bible? Do I truly want to grow in my understanding and the application of the Bible to my life? Or do I just want to study the Bible so that I can have more information? What is my attitude towards prayer? Do I want to grow in this era of my life? Or am I quite content to see prayer as an occasional means by which I can call out to God for help, perhaps treating God as a Santa Claus? What is my attitude towards other Christians? Do I appreciate being with them? Do I appreciate learning from them? Do I prefer the company and lifestyle of Christians or that of my non-Christian friends? Have I been dealing with the real reality of getting out of the comfort zone of my home and going back to church, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as some are in the habit of doing? My friends, I know that in this post-COVID context, it is not easy. Many of us have become comfortable remaining at home because we now have the online privilege of hearing and seeing very clearly what's going on. But it's not the same, my friends, as being in God's house with God's people. What is my attitude towards other Christians? Well, we are to look at Jesus. He is our personal example. And therefore, as we look at Him, we will be able to determine through self-examination, to what extent am I truly being like Jesus? You see, a true Christian carries the cross, not just in his heart, but as it were, sometimes physically, when the challenges come and we have to bear those challenges and we would rather give up rather than keep on keeping on. As we aim to do this self-examination, it is not just about an inward reflection, it is also an outward reflection. Look inward. We must also look outward to ensure that Christ is reflected in our lives. In the same way the moon reflects the sun's light, we are to reflect the light of our Savior in our homes, in our places of work, in our schools, wherever we are. My friends, what do people say about you in your home? What do they say about you in your places of work? It has come to my attention that too many Christians have a bad reputation at work. That should not be so, my friends. If we are doing serious self-examination, we should look at the light that we are showing in our workplaces. You know, there are six stages of the Christian faith that persons should bear in mind as we do this kind of self-examination. There is what is referred to as a pre-question phase, where you're not really curious, perhaps even disinterested or indifferent to the things of God. But then persons move to the questioning phase, where you're curious, you're open to what God wants, But also, there is the stage of believing. When you come to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, this is the stage where you embrace a relationship with Him. You're excited about the things of Christ, and you always want to be in the presence of Christ, in the presence of God's people. There's also the growing phase, where you learn to build healthy habits, such as your devotional life, your prayer life, learning to give to God, and learning to make sure that you're witnessing to others about their own soul salvation. There is the stage of mentoring, where you're now helping others to become mature in Christ in a healthy way, and you're doing this intentionally. There's also the sixth stage of the maturing stage. This is where you're consistent in your values, in your ability to really show forth Christ in a fruitful and flourishing way. And these are the kinds of people that help to transform their families, transform their communities, transform the church, and transform nations. My friends, this matter of self-examination is serious. Paul says, examine yourselves to see whether you're in the faith. Are you in the faith, my friends? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? Is your faith strong? Are you maturing in God? You see, our daily self-examination helps us to become more like Christ. If we compare our thoughts, our words, and our actions to Jesus, will we look more like Him? Next week, we consider the matter of solitude with God.